Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Adults, where we bring you adult entertainment talk for the adult entertainment curious. My name is Glenn King, ancient, long-time adult film producer slash podcaster slash everything guy, performer sometimes. I do it all. And so let me set you up today for what we've got. I've got a very special guest with me. I'm talking super-duper special.
Aww.
She's a legend in the industry. She has, let's see here, I'm looking at her Wikipedia. She got into the industry, doesn't say, so a long time ago. She was a Jill Kelly Productions contract girl and then went on to be a contract girl for companies like Metro and a Video Team and many others. She was the one of the first performers, we'll get into this in a while, to do interactive performances, which I'm a huge fan of. And let me just put it this way. All right, so close your ears for a second, Alexis, because I'm going to fanboy out for a second. You know, I've been in the industry for nearly 20 years. I've been with it all, done it all, performed in scenes with the hottest women in the world. And yet, when people ask me who is the most beautiful girl in the entire industry, in the history of the industry, I'm on record, close your ears, as saying Alexis Amore, the most beautiful woman in the history of porn. So I am so excited to bring her to you. She is a retired performer, a legend in the industry. She is the great Alexis Amore.
Yay, thank you. Oh my God, that is so flattering, to be honest with you, because you see it all. You done it all. Almost all. You keep doing it all.
Yeah, you're the one that I haven't done. So
I know. And
that's
I'm the one that
terrible
got away.
Way to put it, but yeah. So and then you guys know who listen to the show that I do not believe in asking retired performers to unretire. I think it's their choice.
Right.
But Alexis, I can't do it.
He's tried a few times. We talked about it.
I give her, you know, I slip it into conversations like, hey, you know, how you doing tonight? What have you been up to? Would you like to fuck on camera? How's Louie, your dog?
Louie's wonderful. And Louie says, hell no. No, just kidding. Honestly, I think a lot of people know that it has nothing to do with my long-term relationships because I'm very domestic and I've been in long-term relationships and why not? It's always a choice. They know who I am. They know what I started in. And why not? I just feel that right now, that's not something I want to do.
Yeah.
I just came out of a really toxic relationship. So kind of starting all over again. And nothing wrong with that. You know, I'm in my 40s and nothing's wrong with starting all over again. I absolutely think that when you give it all, there's always something that's going to come back to you, you know, little right. by little. So, to be honest, I love where I'm at right now. Thank you, by the way, for having me in your home.
My pleasure. You were walking around naked for most of the day.
I know. I never do that, by the way. Yes, okay, that clear. But we shot not yes. sexually together.
I rubbed oil all over your ass.
and I got shit for that. I did. I know. Can you believe that? Anyway.
That's ridiculous.
But I'm single and kind of ready to mingle, but I'm good. And I'm just having fun. You know, I'm here. We're here for a wrestling event.
Yes, we're going to the AEW Double or Nothing today.
I am absolutely so excited because I'm being a wrestling fan since I was a child. I mean, I used to hide from my parents so I could see The Undertaker because they thought it was a scary movie.
Nice.
You know, and being Latina and with my accent and everything, my parents didn't understand what the hell was going on. You know, came to this country and like they saw it from over there. My dad and my mom are very educated in things and very worldly, but at the same time, very, you know, Latino and why not? So when we came here, I used to remember like hiding it from them and like turn on the TV very low, not even listening to like the music, just seeing his eyes roll back. And I was like, yes, this is what it's all about.
Yeah.
And
yeah, he was moving. He was somebody who brought out
emotions. Oh my gosh. I mean, the first time I saw him live, I mean, just to kind of like jump forward, was when I went to WrestleMania in San Francisco. And literally the moment he came out, I had tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I could pay for this. I'm good.
Yeah.
Nobody hooked me up.
Yeah.
I'm seeing my idol.
Yeah.
And to me, in a sense, I was like, I made it. Like, This is good. You know, I'm such a nerd. I know. I fucking love it.
No, listen, if you're a listener of the show and you're... Would you say, can we edit stuff out? Oh, cuss. Yes, you can cuss away.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good.
If you're a wrestling fan and you've never seen The Undertaker's entrance, there might be two or three more performances left in him, but I hope everyone gets to see it. By the way, you guys always want to know what the girl's wearing that we're talking to.
I'm staying in your house, though. It's different.
She's staying in my house, so she's right now, but she's
my
put
pajamas.
Some clothes on. It's a satin...
blue.
Okay, yes. So now she's doing a little runway modeling here. They're like super tiny, little, tight, satin blue shorts, and then a blue, like, nighty type thing on. Her boobs are pretty much hanging out. And there are no panties, I'm pretty certain of that. Are you no panties?
It's booty shorts.
Yeah.
You can't have panties on it. And by the way, I just, you know, I'm just going to go into this thing, but I got to give a shout out to Simon KS, which bought this from my wish list. And I have not sent him a picture in over a month, but you're on the podcast.
There you go, Simon.
And this is amazing. And I think it's very comfortable.
Well, it looks hot.
Well, thank you.
So we're going to talk about your wrestling fandom. We're going to talk about your career. But first I want to talk about your origins. You're known as the Peruvian princess. I think you are the only Peruvian that I've ever heard of in porn.
Well, I'm the only 100% Peruvian.
Yeah.
Okay, we had a few other Peruvians. Jeez, and I'm being very bad right now by not remembering. It's going to come to
That's
me.
Okay.
But they all come either from Peruvian moms and or Peruvian dads. I mean, I come from both Peruvian parents.
And you moved here from Peru.
Yes. Yeah, my dad was in the military. My mom, she went to school. She graduated actually from college by 18 years old. Mm-hmm. It's very different, you know, education back then.
Yeah.
And when we came here, I was very young. I'm the oldest of three. And my father passed away a few years ago here in Vegas. So I don't have a lot of good memories from Vegas after that.
Yeah.
But... Hey, you're I'm making here. Something happen.
Yeah. But you did say to me a couple of years ago you know what? I would love to come hang out with you in Vegas, but I just don't. I have bad memories.
I do. And you know, it's funny. Every time I come to Vegas, something happens. But I just see it like, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, things happen with life, and sometimes you want to blame it on bad experiences. I think you just have to, like, move forward.
Yeah.
At the same time, yes, I'm the only Peruvian and the only Latina that's had... four contracts in this industry.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Not including adult contracts, but toy contracts as well.
Yeah. Do you feel like that made the industry easier for you or harder that you are Latin American, you have an accent, you don't have the traditional blonde, big boobed look that was prevalent back then? Yeah.
Harder. I mean, it took me like 17 years to get a Hall of Fame for that.
Yeah, we talked about that. That's
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. I love the people at AVN.
I do too. Dan Miller, he's my boy. I love him.
Yeah. They're great people. And sometimes it's hard to understand their methodology that, you know, when somebody like you has to wait 17 years to get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And then there are girls who basically have been in the industry for 6, 7, 8 years who are in.
Absolutely.
And who really don't have the sheet of accomplishments that you have. So
yeah.
I don't know why that is, but
you know what? I always try to stay positive. You know, I always waited, and I always said, it's funny because when I got my Hall of Fame, I was, you know, in a relationship, and I was like, you know what? I want to go, you know, it's not like winning the best anal or the best blowjob. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Believe me, you know, it's an accomplishment. Everybody has accomplishments, but as a Latina, I put up a lot, you know, in the late 90s.
Yeah.
You know, 1999 when I got in the business, you know, early, you know, 2000s to be in this industry, you know, and have my family understand and be educated. So when you, like, go through all these things and then you finally get a recognition, not a recognition, yes, for everything you've done sexually, but a recognition what you've done through your peers and everything. That's how I see a Hall of Fame. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, like, you have this person that you're in a relationship and it's like, oh, don't go to ABM. Why are you going to go to ABM for? It's so silly. And I'm like, you know, people are supposed to support you, you know? But that's the same thing. It's like, you know, is it like a lottery thing? Like, you're supposed to have the person that you're with support you, and then AVN trying to support you because you hopefully get it in 15 years, 17 years. I mean, you should supposed to get it by now.
I have a lot of accomplishments.
No, absolutely.
You know, it's for me, it's something that I would, it's an honor.
It's a cherry on top.
Yeah. It's something that I care about. I don't really care about the awards. I have won some nice awards.
Yes, you do.
And I the only thing I really care about is being in the Hall of Fame. And I think that my accomplishments of having been the first male Playboy radio host, all the stuff I did when I was on the FSC advisory board,
right,
the awards I've won as a director, the work I've done as a performer, I mean, the pioneering of a genre. Anyway, this podcast
I totally get it, because I was the first Latina in a Playboy radio show. I was the first Latina on a TV Playboy, you know, TV broadcast. So
yeah,
high five.
High five.
So yeah, we're the first ones. Maybe we should start our own award show.
I've done that before. No, I actually, it's funny you say that, because I used to do the show with Aiden Starr, and we had the same conversation, and then she said to me, "Why don't we do our own award show?" And I said, "Let's do it." And then we scheduled it for like 4 months later, and somebody said to me, "Are you sure you want to do this for, like, don't you need like a year to prepare for this?" And I said, "No, come on, we can do it." And we did. We put on the FemDom Awards, got a lot of recognition.
Okay.
People flew from all over the world to come to this thing.
Nice. That's awesome.
And then people said, "Well, when is the next, you know, when's next year's?" And I said, "Fuck that. I am never doing one of these." It is a ton of work.
Wait, this is what I give ABN, and I will always give ABN, obviously, recognition, because they work hard, they do their thing, and why not? But I feel like with everything, not only ABN, and I'm not trashing them, believe me, by all means, it's just, I'm just commenting on my own experience, and I guess probably your own experience as well. You know, when I got my Hall of Fame, I was pretty much a step in and step out. Like, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna be probably a housewife, you know, I'm going through this new life, but this is nice. This is a nice way to like retire, you know. This is a nice way to be recognized by my peers and my fans. And it was actually a very emotional moment for me, even my family, that are very, you know, Latin and taboo growing up. They were like, "Oh my gosh, you know, you got ABN award." They didn't throw me a party, but we're like, "Let's go to dinner."
Yeah.
Let's enjoy this moment.
Yeah.
And I appreciate every single person that called me that day, even called me a week later or called me the week before, congratulating me, because it is a big accomplishment. Like you said, there's the little things that people forget, because hey, we started in an era that we didn't have internet. So.
That's right. No, that's
so a lot of accomplishments are not on the web.
Yeah, my first...
You just turned red.
The first scene I shot of you in 2003 or so, we didn't really do video. We really just took a bunch of pictures of you, and then we had captions.
Was that the stockings?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
Stockings.
Yeah.
And
my extensions were so bad. Please don't judge me.
No, you looked great in that. Like, people still love seeing it today.
Thank you.
But it really, like, they often say to me, like, "Well, can you put up the entire scene?" And then I'm like, I say, this was before broadband cable. So
right.
I was filming, I think I just had, like, a still camera that filmed, like, 20-second MPEGs. And we had, like, a few... That's all we did was like 20-second video clips of you saying, "Hey, kiss my ass" or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe yours was right when we started shooting with a real camera.
No, we started with a real camera.
Okay.
We did like a whole like sitting, you know, thing, and why not? I think that was my last sitting thing for you.
You did for now, because...
For now. He's trying to bribe me.
Yeah, at some point, you guys, I'll figure out how to get her. And trust me on this one, the slave in this particular face-sitting scene will be me.
So, I'm a little tan right now.
20-year anniversary of the last scene we did with her, that's what...
It is, literally, it's been a long time. And it's so funny, because you're the only person I shot with, like... Yes, what, a year and a half ago? A year ago?
Yeah, we shot some solo
and
stuff
forever,
with you a year and a half ago.
And forever. And, you know, it's not that I'm picky, but I guess I'm picky. You know, I got offers. I'm not saying I'm like, you know, the cream of the top. Like, there's so many beautiful women in this industry right now, and so many girls, that, you know, that come in and out, and, you know, they could take me off, You know, but, you know, I pay my dues, so here yeah. I am. Yeah. And I think, you know, personally, it takes you a long way. You know, a lot of people think that it's followers, followers, followers. And, you know, I'm a businesswoman. I notice that followers usually is not, you know, people follow you sometimes because you show your ass 100% of the time, and they won't show up to the club because they're raising your ass on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, but, right. but it, you know, it's a very interesting game. Just like I think it is for you guys as producers as well, right? I mean, if you show too much, maybe... I mean, I don't know about you because you're very established. But maybe people that just trying to start, like, start like brand new.
Yeah. I mean, there's just different theories of right. how you can do it. You know, you can tease people with a little bit and then
right.
make them pay. You can just give it away and, you know, just
nobody's
hope their dicks are
away.
Hard. And
nobody's
and,
giving shit away.
Well, you don't do that. But you can't, as a producer these days, you have to accept that a ton of my stuff is out there for free on right. the tube sites and whatever. And, I do my best to get them taken down. But
it's hard.
But it's hard. And so I think the challenge as a producer these days is how do I make something that's so compelling, that's new,
right.
that the guy that's watching goes... I don't want all the free stuff that's old. I gotta pay because I need to see the brand new content that he comes out with.
Exactly. You know, and this is my problem, and I guess we go back to our good friend, Bill, you know?
Bill Fox, our
yes.
friend who passed
yeah.
away a few months ago. I did speak about him on the show, so if you guys want to know more about him, go back to, I can't remember which podcast it was, but it was sometime around January or February where
right.
I explained his contributions to the industry. He was a close friend of both Alexis and me.
Yes. Absolutely, but unfortunately, he had a huge heart, and a lot of people got into my content. And all of a sudden, I saw my content on like all these porn sites, which I paid for that content to be exclusive. Yes, for me.
Yes.
You know, and but it happens. You know, they people take advantage of the situation, and that's how the industry sometimes is. You know, people think, oh my god, like for instance, I'm just gonna put this out there. GoFundMe, or you know, I haven't done one of those. God forbid, you know, maybe I will one day. Maybe I need it. I don't know. You know,
sure.
Some people don't have the health insurance you need. Some people need the help. You know, I'm in the middle of moving. I'm in the middle of like doing a lot of things. But a lot of people get like, oh, you make millions of dollars.
Yes.
I mean, how do you know if those people struggle?
Right.
You know, like everything you post on social media doesn't mean that's your real life. I mean, I'm not trying to burst the bubble, you know, for like girls and everything else. But sometimes shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
You know, Misty Stone. She
yeah.
was so proud. Like, I love my girl. But I was like, put a GoFundMe. It's okay.
Right.
She's out of work for like 6 months.
Misty Stone shattered her ankle or her leg.
Her leg in both sides.
Yeah.
She's
unable to work right now.
Yeah.
So.
And you know what? It's good. She has the support. But you have to understand, when you work with your body, it's your mental state too.
Yeah.
Because now all of a sudden you're committed to a four wall little jail that's your room
yeah.
in her case.
Yeah.
And you just have to understand that they're people too. It's not just a sexual, you know, I know it sounds crazy and oh my God, you know, I'm bursting this whole like little bubble for some people, but it's absolutely, yes, be a little human. Like the
yeah.
$5 you're gonna spend on like Taco Bell, Jack in the Box, a shot, you can give it to Mrs. Stone.
Right. So get to know your porn star, your favorite porn star.
Absolutely.
Don't just assume that she's that
wealthy.
Everything's perfect in her life. And speaking of Bill Fox, you know,
yes.
Bill Fox introduced you, I believe, to Sex Panther. Sex Panther is one of the sponsors of our show. You're on Sex Panther, right?
I am.
Great.
You could text me and I'll text you back for free.
There you go. So Sex Panther is your way of getting to know porn stars.
Absolutely.
And you can text and you can send your dick pictures to Alexis.
Yes. That's the only way you can send my dick pictures, because if not, I'll block you.
Yeah. Don't send them to her unsolicited. But if you go on Sex Panther,
right.
so you can send her that dick picture and she'll talk to you. And also, you can talk to her about anything. Ask her how she's doing in her life.
Yes.
Or ask her for a picture of her ass. Either one.
You'll get it.
You'll get it. Sex Panther. That's why it's so cool, because back in 2002 and 2003, when we were starting out,
yeah.
there was no way for you to actually get to know your favorite porn star, and now you have it, and you can do it the right way. So go check
Absolutely.
Out Sex Panther. That's Sex Panther. That's SEXTPANTHER.com. And in this case, it's going to be sexpanther.com/ Alexis-Amore, I believe?
I'll make it easier for you. Text alexisamore.com.
Text alexisamore.com. Yes. There you go. Maybe Bill bought that
I have my own URL.
Good for you. Good for you. And also, you can get to know many of the other performers who have appeared on this podcast. Her boobs just popped out.
It's my pajamas, okay?
So this is why I told her to put some clothes on for this podcast, because
I was going to put clothes on anyway,
so
but I said, can I put pajamas on?
Something about Sex Panther. I can't remember. Oh, so there are other...
We're supposed to go to a wrestling event.
Yeah. So now I'm just remembering putting oil on her boobs, which happened this
last
year. And her butt. I think we oiled her boobs too, though, didn't we?
No, it was my butt.
Okay. Yeah. I remember that vividly. Christy Canyon, Ginger Lynn,
yes.
Kimberly Chi, so, Alexis Amore, so many of the people that you've listened to on this podcast, you can find and talk to you on Sex Panther. And if you're one of the many performers who are part of our 50,000 subscriber audience on this podcast who are looking for a way to connect with your fans, go sign up to be a performer on Sex Panther. You'll not only make some money,
yes,
but even better is that you'll be able to connect with your fans.
Absolutely.
All right, so getting back to the interview, which is all over the place, which I love, because...
Was that an ad?
This is what the show is supposed to be. This is why people tell me they enjoy the show, because it's not a traditional interview show. It's a conversation between friends.
Yes, absolutely. We're in your living room, which I love.
Yeah, we're in my living room. We're hanging out. We're having a great time. I want to ask Alexis about her travels as a contract performer. Not many people have had one contract in this industry. You had four.
Yes.
You started with Jill Kelly, but I want to talk more about how you ended up going from Jill Kelly over to Metro.
Okay, so actually, I had a 7-year contract with Jill Kelly, and I had to kiss a lot of ass.
Yeah.
The reason I will say that, and I'm not saying that in a bad way at all, absolutely not. I started with Vivid Video, and back then Vivid Video had Raylene. Raylene is the first Latina contract girl. She's my girl. Love her to pieces.
Love Raylene.
Yes,
one of my favorite
I love
people
her.
In the world.
She's
yeah.
an amazing woman. She's an amazing human being and an amazing mother. Because
yes.
I could say that she's a mom.
Yes.
And so long story short, you know, when I got into the business, you know, I didn't actually even know about Raylene. I got into the business because of Alicia Rio.
I want to get Alicia Rio on the podcast, actually. I know we're going to do
hope, I hope you do.
Okay.
So when I started in the business, I used to go to this sex shop, yes, because I was nosy. And I said this beautiful, you know, brown skin, big hair, black, with the big eyebrows. And I was like, she could do it. I could do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, definitely.
Yeah, you have a little bit of a similar look to her, for sure. Back then, thank you.
I have the wild hair. You got the curly hair.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, I was working for Playboy. I started with Playboy. I was with Playboy for 2 years, and then I called Vivid. So when I called Vivid...
Wait, what were you doing with Playboy?
I was Playboy TV.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, I was with Playboy TV.
So would you had your own show?
I was a model.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was a model for Playboy TV, and I was in Playboy Latin Girls.
So you did that night call show from time to time with...
With Tiffany.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was doing Playboy way before I was doing adult.
Gotcha.
Like, porn.
Okay.
So then I met Jewel Denial.
Yeah.
And one of our shows, and I was like, oh my God, how do I get into this? Like, did you get tested? How about HIV?
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, Jewel is very...
Yeah.
You do what you gotta do. And she just kind of like let me have it, very raw and open. I can't even remember really exactly the same words, but it was like, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this girl is fucking crazy.
And her mom, don't forget Debbie.
I went, and Alexa Ray was the other girl. She was a Wicked Contra girl.
Okay.
And she was, they were both guests on Playboy Net 411. So I went and watched a Vivid movie, and mm-hmm. at the end of the movie, it had the information, the phone number, and I called.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm so-and-so. I want to come in. I'm afraid. I want to see about doing movies. So I called. They caught me in. And when I came in, they immediately took me to Marcy.
Yes.
And Marcy was like, I love your look. I think you're wonderful. When you want to star. And I was like, I was like in shock, and I was like, I don't know, how does this work? How? And she's like, I'm gonna pay for your tests, and I'm gonna make sure that the whole set is closed. It's a closed set for you. So she hired me, a makeup artist, catering. It was a closed set. Nobody else was there. And that's how I did my first movie.
All right, let me explain something to the listeners.
It doesn't
here.
Happen that way.
It does not happen that way. That is not how the industry works. And this is just an indication of how extraordinary she looks today. But she looked back then as well. Her look was so striking back then. She's somebody that, I kid you not, you know, could have been like Miss Universe type.
Oh my
like
God.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously, guys, go back and look at her pictures from back then she's still
another
gorgeous today, but when I'm just talking about 19 years old is how the girls, that's how old they are when they enter the Miss Universe pageant. And the look of Alexis back then was so extraordinarily, she was such a standout. So people, you have to understand that's not how it worked. What they would have done back then typically was call Jim South and say, Jim, what new girls do you have this week? And then Jim would have said, well, let me tell you, I'm going to send you this one. She's really special. And then send Alexis over there.
Right.
And then they might go through that. But they wouldn't offer you a contract on the spot. They wouldn't.
Well, Marcy didn't offer me a contract. She offered me the test. And she offered me a closed set.
A closed set is insane. Nobody does that or did that.
It was a
then.
Closed set. It was just me, the talent, and that was it. Eric Everhart, that was it.
And what about Steve, though? Did you meet Steve before? Steve Hirsch?
No. So,
Marcy Hirsch is the sister of Steve Hirsch, the owner, and she was in charge of talent back then. Yeah.
So what happened was that I did four films for Vivid. My first four films with Vivid. Watcher 6 was my first movie for Vivid. I still have the dress, by the way, so if you guys ever want to buy it, it's going to come up soon. And I have the movie, thanks to Marcy, and I have the still photos, too. But after that, you know, we did a few movies, and then I met one of the agents that's now in jail. He was...
Reagan?
He was, no, he
there
was
were only
with
two
Carmen,
agencies,
Carmen Lubana. One of the agents, I met him, and he's like, oh, you need to go to Jim South, da, da, da. Anyway, okay. I went to Jim South.
Yeah.
Marcy was very not happy about that, but at the same time, they weren't offering me a contract because they had Raylene at the time.
Oh,
but Raylene was on her way out because Raylene decided to marry into the company.
Right. Raylene married Steve Hirsch's brother, I believe.
So by the time I talked to Steve and no hard feelings or anything, I had too many tattoos, which I only had like three. But back then, tattoos were a no-no.
Yeah.
And Steve was like, no, you know, you have tattoos, da-da-da-da. Maybe we should wait. And all this stuff. And I took breaks.
Yeah.
I was making so much money after that because I started dancing at Spirit Merino just to learn how to feature dance. I was never a dancer before that, by the way.
Yeah.
Never danced, never did bachelor parties or anything.
Yeah.
But I was making so much money that I decided to go to Spirit Merino because that's the only place to hire features.
Yeah.
When that happened, I took a lot of breaks.
And what year are we talking now?
We're talking 2001.
Yeah.
I started starting November 1999.
Yeah. Okay.
So in 2001, that's when I started dancing for Rhino. 2002, 2003, I told Rhino, I was like, I'm going to stop dancing. Kathy was like, you should not stop dancing because we don't pay feature very much. You know, we give you all these clubs. And I was like, I don't care. You know, like, I want to be a feature dancer and I want to be an adult star.
Yeah.
And that's what I was, you know. So then when I talked to Jill Kelly and I met Bob, Bob was against it. He was like, I like blondes.
Yeah.
This is what I like. He wanted to be the Hugh Hefner.
So Bob was the owner of Jill Kelly Productions.
Yes.
Jill Kelly was a blonde superstar performer.
And then I talked to Jill, and then finally Jill was like, no, this is the way to go. She's smart. She's well spoken. She's, you know, and you know, everything Jill said, and I love Jill so much for that. And I was there on set all the time. I was at ABM from fucking beginning to end. I was partying till the end of the night, and I was in makeup set at 6 o'clock in the morning. No regrets. I fucking love my whole career, but I was offered a 7-year contract with Jill Kelly. Unfortunately, the company started going down. Things were starting having problems. And one day I sat with Bob and I said, Bob, I love you. And I know you could probably fight with me back and forth because he's all about money. But I said, you need to let me go. And he did.
So there you go. So you left. And then did you go straight over to Metro?
No, I actually went to Video Team. The owner is amazing. You know the owner.
Well, he was general manager. We're talking about Christian Mann?
Yes, Christian Mann.
All right, so I've talked about Christian Mann on this podcast before. Christian Mann was the most brilliant person ever. I don't just say these things,
he's
hyperboles.
Amazing.
He was the most amazing mind ever in our industry.
Right.
And back then, ethnic performers weren't getting a fair deal for sure.
No.
But Christian was very much a pioneer in that area and had worked with companies and was giving African Americans and Latinas some contracts, although you might have been the first one that started all that. I don't know.
Actually, no. I was the first, the second most contracted girl in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
But Raylene was the first contract girl with Vivid.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was me and I had 4 contracts. And then it was Daisy Marie. Daisy Marie was the first contract girl for Video Team.
Right. Gotcha.
So I got to give my girl credit.
Yeah.
That's who it was. And Daisy is beautiful.
Yeah.
Daisy, tiny.
Yeah.
You know, Daisy is, I think actually she grew up to be more beautiful now than she is now. She was before. I mean, to each his own. Like,
what I'd like to shoot Daisy.
Daisy is gorgeous.
PR person contacted me recently to see if we can make something work. I'd be open
Daisy
to
is, and yeah. She's actually shooting everything pretty much right now, I think. I mean, don't quote me on that. But at the same time, it's like when Video Team started, I was with Jill Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess Video Team started a long time before that. But, you know, there's so many companies here and there that I wasn't paying attention. When Christian Mann contacted me, Daisy was gone.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, I'll take it. And the contract was not great money-wise, I'm going to be honest. But, you know, I like to be contracted. I like to be in the family. I like to be in the same atmosphere. I mean, I will be contracted right now. If somebody offered me a contract, I'll probably go back and doing boy girl because I would like to be in a contract. It's just because that's just what I like. And anyway, with that being said, it was just one of those things that, you know, she left and then, you know, Metro wanted to buy everything that Video Team owned.
Okay.
So he was like, I want to transfer your contract. And I was like, well, I want more money.
Good for you.
And then, I mean, I did it at that point because I'm smart. I mean, it's not that I was settling for less, but at the same time, I know my value. And I know that my value will go up as much as I go up and work hard for it. Because I'm not the top pick girl. I'm still Latina. I'm still in the generation that people don't know how to separate us. You know, they were putting us all together in one bungle.
No, absolutely. Again, if you were a blonde, big-titted performer back then, you could be perceived as elite.
Right.
As an ethnic performer,
There
was going to be a perception that you were like upper middle class, basically.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Best of the second tier is the way you would have been perceived.
It's true. I actually heard it from people in award shows, and I'm not going to mention which ones, that they told me, it's great that you're under contract, but you're still not white. So I hate to say that. And this
real.
Is the first time actually it's me saying that, but they were like, if you were, you know, we will give you the award. And that's when I kind of stopped trying. Maybe that's why it took so long for me to get my, you know, Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And when I got it, it was so exciting and so, like, touching because then I felt like, wow, you know, I'm actually being recognized.
Yeah.
It's something that I worked so hard for. Yeah. So when I got under contract, my contract brother was Ron Jeremy. So, no, we never did things together, and I love Ron, but he was my MC. I was one of the most feature entertainers that was contracted at the time. Now the most contracted Latina is Nikki Delano, which she's amazing.
Love Nikki.
Yeah, love Nikki.
Yep.
But, you know, I was everywhere, all over the country. I feature dance in Finland. I feature dance in Australia. You know, it was great. That's the reason why I got into adult to begin with, to feature dance. And this is the reason why I'm still an adult right now, in a sense, one foot in, one foot out, because I like to feature dance.
There you go. If you want to see her most recent pictures of her an adult, you can go to my website, meanbitches.com.
Absolutely.
And see Alexis Amore from just a year and a half ago, and hopefully again soon, only this time in a face sitting and ass worship scene.
We'll see. We're talking about a contract.
We're working on a contract deal here.
He'll have his own first contractor on.
No, I like that she said, well, it wasn't very much money, because, and I just want to be in a contract. And I was thinking to myself,
it doesn't take much money. That was back in the day, Glenn.
Sure. Be the face of the franchise here. We could do that.
I could be mean. Well, we tried, though, right?
No, you were great. I don't know if you give yourself credit. You guys,
mean in person.
She can be mean in person, but she, when she gets into the character, she can, like, this is somewhat of a tragedy that in your career, you never really hooked up with a director like myself. Oh, you did in the beginning. I was new at being a director back then.
Right.
I didn't get to shoot you, like, when I reached my peak, when I really knew what I was doing. This is kind of why we're both in our peak now. Because you could have been an incredible Dom, given the right directors who could help you become that character.
Yeah.
And then you would open yourself up to an entirely new audience of fans.
A whole new world.
A whole new world. So, I mean, I'm still hoping we could get there. We'll see. But it is somewhat of a tragedy that you didn't get there.
I think I still have some miles in me.
Oh, you know, you've got about another, 20 years, the way I figure it.
Oh, thank you. But,
no, I'm serious. You know, today we could collaborate on something. And maybe that's the way this ends up happening.
Right.
Is not so much me hiring you, but us saying, let's work on something together that we can both make money off of, where we create, because when I create a Dom character, actually, this will lead us into our next commercial with our sponsor here. I'm shooting Courtney Taylor on Tuesday.
I know Curly Curly. She's so cute.
She is the nicest person on planet Earth. There is no one nicer on planet Earth than Courtney Taylor. She will thank you. She's so polite. She's chipper, etc. I created Dom characters for her that fit her. You can't dress Courtney up in leather and
I love that.
But you can't ask her to be somebody she's not and say, now you're Mistress Courtney, and start yelling at that guy and spanking him. She would just struggle with it because it's not her personality. But if you've given her a role, like I made her a madam last time.
I could do that.
You could be a great madam. Absolutely.
I tell
and
each
we
of
did
what
a
do.
Thing where she had a guy came and said, my wife has left me, and all she left me was a note that said, I don't love you anymore, I'm with Courtney now. And then, she said, yes, your wife is my bitch now, and I whore her out. And then she ends up making the guy her slave.
Oh.
Who's begging, please, can I have my wife back? You know, it's like, oh, what are you going to do for me? Get down on your knees, kiss my feet. Like, that's the kind of character that you could play.
I got cute feet, though. Size 5, 2.5 boys.
All right, so let's take off your shoe for a second. I'm going to describe.
I'm wearing my R2-D2 shoes.
She's got R2-D2 shoe. All right, so she's got on, it's sort of a pinkish a toenail polish, and her feet are perfectly pedicured with a little tattoo just above her ankle. So you guys are going to want to check that out. But speaking of Courtney Taylor.
Yes.
So I'm shooting Courtney on Tuesday. Uh-huh. We're doing part of my Sisters and Next in my female rape series, where the females rape me. And so we did like a vampire seductress type thing a few weeks ago with Kennedy Kressler. This week, it's just physically, she's going to chase me down, tackle me, shove me in the trunk of her car, tie me to a bed, and then rape me. And so you, the listener, might be thinking, okay, but as a 50-year-old man, are you sure you're going to be able to perform it with a woman who is stunningly beautiful and 6 feet tall, such as Courtney Taylor?
She is fucking tie you up and put you in a fucking trunk. You better perform.
I better perform. And that's why I want to tell you about our sponsor, Blue Chew. BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is the world's first supplement erectile dysfunction pill that contains it's chewable and contains the active ingredients of Cialis and Viagra. And that's what I use for these scenes is Blue Chew. Blue Chew, because it's chewable, takes a lot less time to hit than it does a regular Viagra or Cialis pill.
I like it.
Yeah. You know, we're talking generics here. You're getting the same ingredients. And
Can girls chew it?
You guys, like, Eva Nadi told me recently that she chewed one.
I had to ask that.
I don't think it's a good idea, but
no, but you know what? You're being safe because you're saying it's not a good idea. I just think, like, you know, as a woman, I'm like, there's some fucking grumpy bitches out there. Maybe they need to chew it.
I mean, I would say it's very tasty. You know, unlike your regular pills, it actually sort of, like, tastes like Pez. It's kind of cherry flavored. To get it, all you got to do is go to bluechew.com. You don't have to go through the whole embarrassment of going to your doctor, and you don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. And, you know, because don't forget, at the pharmacy, they have to ask you the question.
Like, is it working?
No, they ask you, sir, do you have any questions about how to use your Cialis or whatever? And then,
they do.
And,
really?
You know, yeah.
That's
so that
horrible.
Can be awkward, or maybe it helps you get a date. It depends on, you know, how you play it, but.
So, like, I'll suck it.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. No, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Take the pill.
But anyway, you just go to their website. They have doctors on staff who will review. All you have to do is type in a little box, I have trouble with erectile dysfunction. A doctor looks at it, writes you a prescription. Then you get a little plain-looking envelope in your mail with these cool little packages, and you open them up. You take a Blue Chew.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so I'm going to make this a no-brainer for you. If you are a listener of our podcast, you get to try Blue Chew for free. So there's no excuse for you not to try it.
For free? You get a boner for free?
You get a boner pill, a whole shipment of boner pills. I'm not sure how many is in the shipment for free.
Who cares? You get it for free.
You get it for free.
Even if you get a one boner for free.
I have had numerous friends try this out. I've had numerous people who have texted, emailed me, whatever, said, I heard about this on the podcast. I tried it. This is incredible. This is a real breakthrough. So you're going to use the promo code ADULT, ADULT, at checkout, and then they're going to give it to you for free, and they're going to charge you $5 for shipping. Which is nothing, and you're going to get the pills for free. So do it. Try it out. You don't want to disappoint. Let's say you get that opportunity. You get Alexis. Let's say,
you better fucking be hard.
Yeah, I'm not, don't get me wrong here, because I don't want to be too forward, but she's staying at my house. Let's just say that she gets home and she looks at me and goes, well, fuck, you're here and I'm here. We're doing this, bitch. And jumps on top of me.
You're doing this, bitch.
I thought
I was on vacation.
Don't want to disappoint this woman, and you don't either. If you get that opportunity, if you're at this wrestling event and you hook up with Alexis, do not show up with a limp dick. That just...
Oh, my God. That will break my heart.
Exactly.
That will make me sober.
That will sober her up. That ruins everything. Don't be an idiot. Go to use Bluetooth.
I thought she's on vacation.
Now, this could end up in a whole fucking orgy, and you don't want to be the embarrassed idiot who didn't take a Blue Chew. So I'm telling you, go to bluechew.com. This is our best Blue Chew promo ever. Go to bluechew.com.
And get your fucking orgy.
Get your shit together. Type in adult at the box.
Call the Uber driver.
Call the Uber driver. Okay, so... Picking back up. I think we got about another 10 minutes left in the podcast
See where you got me going. See, I like to talk a lot to begin with.
Yes. We're going to have a part two of this one. Because there's like a million more questions that I could ask her about. But now we're going to talk pro wrestling because this is your passion.
It is my passion.
Yeah. Yes. All right. What got you into pro wrestling in the beginning? You said you were watching Undertaker when you were a little kid?
I was a little kid, yeah, in Peru.
Yeah.
And we were watching that. And then when I came here, my mom was like a scary... I like scary movies. Mind you, I like The Undertaker. And then for her, that's a scary movie on its own. So when we came here, I remember my mom was like, we have to learn English to begin with in Peru. Like, that's your... You have to have a second language. So I already knew a little bit of English. Like, you don't practice it, but... You know, we all know it. And I remember my mom will be like, turn off that TV, you know, like, my mom is not very, like, she's not a screamer. My mom is Manila, you know. My dad was, like, the scary one. My dad was beyond The Undertaker. He was like, Lesnar. And then, you know, I'll turn it off, but I'll turn, the volume down. And I just loved it. And that's what I grew up with, Macho Man Randy Savage. I wanted to be Miss Elizabeth.
Aww.
I dressed as Miss Elizabeth many times.
Yeah, she was classy.
I feel like I'm a classy woman. You know, I like to have fun. But at the same time, I know how to dress, how to talk, how to act in different occasions. And Miss Elizabeth was it for me, you know. I met this wonderful man once upon a time that I dated, and he was Macho Man. He dressed like Macho Man, and we would go to different events.
Yeah.
Oh, he had the voice, mm-hmm. everything. It was good. It was one of our times that, you know, probably one of the best times in my life.
Yeah.
But, you know, things happen, and, you know, you move forward.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, Miss Elizabeth, if you want to have a Miss Elizabeth, I'm it, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. No, I mean, Miss Elizabeth was, not only was she classy, but she was kind of like the only elegant, classy valet right. in the history. Never was one before her, and there never will be again. It's not.
Absolutely, and I don't want to replace her, but I know that I could do a good Miss Elizabeth.
Okay, but do you know who I would say you were most like?
What?
Scarlett Bordeaux.
Really?
Do you know who Scarlett Bordeaux is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she is killing it right now. In fact, you know, TNA, so Impact Wrestling, kind of only has one huge superstar right now who's busting out. And so Scarlett Bordeaux has been getting, like, these YouTube things. Like, millions of people are watching this all of a sudden.
Right.
She's transcending way beyond what they're doing over there. And it's because this is why, here's the comparison. She exudes sexuality. She doesn't have to say anything. She can walk into the ring, have a look in her eye, the
and
way she moves her body, and you're like, your
that's
dick gets hard.
That's what I was doing water earlier? Is that what you call
so,
it?
As a matter of fact,
right. He's bringing me the water thing.
Alexis was sitting by my pool a little while ago, and we're just having this conversation.
It's hot as fuck, okay?
And then somehow it's like watching a Pepsi commercial with this beautiful Peruvian is pouring water all over herself, naked, without saying a word. I mean, you know, now she was naked. But still, the look, just the look, it, she oozes sexuality. And that is what I can't... This is the problem with the porn industry these days, is that all these new girls are popping up who, they're just
I was just being in my own habitat.
Yeah, but did you, when you were performing, did you work on this, or is it
no.
just that you have natural sexuality?
I just love what I do. I don't think I would ever last this long in this industry if I didn't like what I do. I think I would have quit a long time ago.
Is it a Latina thing? Because I can
I
think
know,
of like, you know, like
thing.
Nikki Delano. I did a scene with her. She, you know,
I think everybody's different, but I can't do it every day, and I give Nikki credit for that.
Yeah.
You know, I do it when I want to do it. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about doing it. Like, I remember I said to you, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm going to waste your water because it wasn't going in my mouth.
She's
and I apologize.
Yeah, yeah.
And I apologize. I usually don't lay around naked, by the way. Now I'm single. I could do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to lay down naked because once I know you for like forever.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there and it just got really hot and I just decided to put some water on me. And then I realized, I'm like, oh, this kind of looks hot. And you said, this looks hot. So I grabbed my camera and I was like, oh, I'm going to post it on my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even think about it. Because sometimes I don't even think about that. I just think about, like, living the moment, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just living the moment right now.
And you do it so well.
well thank
okay,
you.
Okay, so wrestling. So we're going to AEW today.
Yes.
Are you burned out on WWE, or are you just wanting to try an alternative? Are you adding this?
No, you know what? I think like anything in the industry, you have to open up your, as a fan, you have to open up your arms and eyes to different alternatives.
Yeah.
And give those people an opportunity to grow. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, you let it go.
Yeah.
You know what? But if you like it, hey, you embrace it. You know, a lot of people didn't embrace a hockey team in Vegas. And look at what they did. They kick ass. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yes.
Now we have, you know, the, I don't follow that team. What is the Raiders? Yeah. I'm a Packers. But my whole family is a Raiders fan.
Okay.
But look at the stadium that they're building for them. You know,
the stadium with no parking. That's what we call it here in Vegas.
And I'm sure the hotels will be very glad to do the whole valet thing.
They stopped. They were going to build a big bridge that was going to go, bridge that was going to go from the strip over to the stadium.
Right.
And that's how they explained why they weren't going to put parking around the stadium. And then they scrapped the plans for the bridge. So all of us Vegasites, or whatever we call ourselves, are wondering, what on earth are do you guys expect?
I'm talking to a guy from the Valley.
There?
I don't know what's going on right now.
Yeah, it's not. Okay.
I know. But I know what you mean. You paid a lot of money to be here. It's like, it's crazy.
No, I don't care. Let them screw up the stadium. What do I care? But getting back to the, so the AEW.
Yes.
So, like, I, for example, I went to the AEW press conference.
Yes, you did.
I don't know the storylines so much, but I do know the bad guys acted like dicks, and then the good guys acted like good guys. And that gave me hope that this is going to be a good show.
<cute. laughs> Jericho or Kenny?
Jericho or Kenny. Well, I'm a huge Jericho fan. But what I want to see is Jericho do some dastardly things to the guy that makes it overjoyous if Kenny wins. You know, like, I want Jericho to act like a heel if that's his role.
Okay, the best thing about this wrestling event, I feel, besides WWE, is the fact that there's more blood, there's more action, there's more real action, and there's less role play. And that's what I care about.
Yeah.
Because you have more time to recover from your injuries than you do with WWE. These men don't have to be tomorrow in a bus or a train or whatever you might be to be in a ring again. Mind me, you know, I'm not talking shit about WWE. Everybody, you know, makes their own bed. Like, this is what this, you know, people decided to do. Yes, like, industry people decide to do a double anal when they didn't have to. So, with that being said, you know, you do what you gotta do. But I think this show is gonna be amazing because a lot of the entertainers could do the extra goal, you know, the long run, like the extra stuff without dealing with the fact that they have to be somewhere else tomorrow.
This is gonna be WrestleMania, basically, in that at WrestleMania, the wrestlers, this is their one big thing where they will drop, you know, they will give it, go all out.
Absolutely.
Today, you can guarantee that this is their big shot, and they know if they don't do a great show that they're not going to end up, it's going to hurt them badly.
Oh, yeah.
And these wrestlers are going to just give it their all. It's going to be an amazing
show. Last time I saw Kenny, he was like black eye, like bleeding. I have a picture with him. He's amazing. You know, it was nice to meet him. He was great. But, yeah, he was bleeding. And it's hard to see, and nothing against WWE wrestlers. They pay their dues, and they are in a huge corporation. But at the same time, they're entertainers, too.
Absolutely.
So they have to take care of their bodies. They have to take care of themselves because they have to go so many days out of the year doing what they do.
So if you want to see pictures of Alexis Amore and Kenny Omega, I'm guessing we can do that on her Instagram, which
is... Yeah, that's long. Yeah, that's... It's been a minute since I posted that. But if you want to see everything that I do, yes, it's free. Instagram or Twitter.
All right. What's your Instagram? What's your Twitter?
My Instagram is princess_AlexisAmore, AMORE. And my Twitter is @AlexisAmore, AlexisAmore.
You can also find her on Sext Panther.
Yes.
Don't forget that.
TextAlexisAmore.com.
TextAlexisAmore.com. We also have OnlyFans.
OnlyFans @AlexisAmore.
And what else am I forgetting here? You can find her feature dancing all over the place.
Yeah, right now I'm actually taking a break because I'm in the middle of moving and I'm middle of like doing my little place, and I'm going to be doing your little place soon.
Love that. I would love that. And then, of course, you can find her on meanbitches.com where we have scenes from 2004 and then we have the scenes from 2004 were shot like, if we do have video, it's like 320 by 200. So, but then we did film some amazing stuff, and if you have a virtual reality headset, people have told me that this is the best virtual reality JOI that's ever been shot. You have Alexis Amore worship my ass on virtual reality. So you can go check that out at my little store.
Your ass or my little ass?
Your big ass, actually, which is amazing. It's like,
thank you.
Anyone who has not seen Alexis's ass naked in the last few years, it's only gotten better over the years. So you need to either join her OnlyFans. Are you naked on your OnlyFans?
Yes, I am.
So join her OnlyFans and both, and then go to meanbitches.com or femdominteractive.com is where the virtual reality clip is. Am I moving around? Oh, because it's hot in
it's
here.
It's hot. So. No, I'm just kidding. He's not nervous.
Thinking
he does
about
this all the time.
Sweating, just, you know.
No, he does this
thinking
all the time.
About you pouring water all over yourself.
You know how many beautiful women he introduces
rubbing
all the time.
Oil all over your ass. And thinking about when you become my contract girl.
Oh, there you go.
All
oh,
the face-sitting scenes that we're going to make together. And
let's
you'll be able to see those.
I'm ready to squat.
Oh my god, do that one more time, please.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. So here I am distracted again. But so if you are one of the many, the 50,000, see, now I'm all flustered. So if you're one of the 50,000 subscribers of the Let's Talk Adult podcast, we thank you. But if you're one of the people that's just listening to the podcast, whether it be on Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, oh, now she's grabbing my face.
Because she's okay. So red. He's so cute.
Aw. She just, yeah, so for, I should explain to the guys. So she got up and sort of twerked her ass in my face
a
second
ago. I just did a pop.
And, yeah, she popped for
I
me.
Popped. Okay. I popped the booty.
So, if you're listening to us, I don't know, Spreaker, Spotify, YouTube, Google Play, iTunes, all that stuff, subscribe. That's what I'm saying. Subscribe to this damn podcast and give us a 5-star review. And just, you know, I don't even care about whether you listen to the podcast. Just subscribe.
Get those pills.
Get the pills. Go check out Alexis Amore. And there you go, everybody. That's it for
today. I'm not even moving.
Just keep an eye out because we're going to have a face sitting scene very soon on newdishes.com. Thank you very much for listening, everybody.
You're awesome.